Hello, hello, shorts. Christian Post. Grandmother finally allowed burial in church cemetery after pastor blocked body for months. I'm sorry, I'm going to be the unreliable narrator again. I am not going to read the full headline. Not yet. Wait for it. In fact, I'm going to scroll down toward the end of the article. Read the penultimate paragraph. We firmly believe that it is an injustice and a gross act of discrimination that a religious institution has denied its member the right of burial. Her entire family that preceded her in death is buried in the cemetery. Only 5 months ago, her beloved sister was buried there. Alicia Garrison said in September, "Our beloved mother's unwavering faithfulness and dutifulness to her church throughout the decades has ended in utter and sheer disrespect rendered by the attending church pastor." Oh my. So, folks, this may sound a little bit funny or exotic to your ear. If you are not familiar with church cemeteries, I can't tell you much about it. I've been a leader in different denominations. I've attended churches with cemeteries. I've never been a leader in a church with a cemetery, so I don't really know how it works. There are details that I just don't know. Some I can guess at. A lot of Baptist churches have cemeteries, and we are talking about something in the Black culture, the Black church culture, that may be a little bit different from white church culture. Hate to bring race into it, but we do have still something called the Black church in this country and the white church, and they are not exactly the same thing, historically speaking, and they are not exactly on the same evolutionary track. So this is probably a little bit more of a Black church phenomenon. But where it exists in white churches, I assure you, the same thing no doubt happens. The biggest difference is the white churches are going to be more careful about not airing their dirty laundry out in public. You're gonna probably see this kind of dispute in public a little bit more with Black churches. It's just how we are. And as far as how cemeteries work in churches, you know, maybe someone will comment who is a little bit more knowledgeable about the details than I am. But, you know, the church cemetery, it's a pretty good gig for churches. You know, they have the church and they have a plot of land that the churches own, and they use that land also as a cemetery. And so the thing that Christians do as frequently as atheists is die. Yes, they're kind of a denial of death cult, but their bodies die, and they have to do something with those bodies. And even though they're not Catholic, they're not even close to Catholic. Many of them would think that Catholics aren't even Christians, all right? They do have a kind of a last rites tradition. And that last rites tradition has to do with the burial. Funereal procedures in the church, and in particular the Black church, can be very ritualistic. And it really does feel a little bit like a low church Protestant form of last rites. So the reason it's a good gig is because their members die. They pass away. They move toward the light and away from the third dimension. Look, just see the last short I did. I don't understand any of that stuff. Just listen to Christians talk. This is what they say. So they pay their tithes. What I don't know is the whole cemeterial burial funeral thing. Is there an extra fee for that? Because I don't think that families have to pay for funerals, for church funerals, if they've attended the church. But to be buried in the cemetery, I don't know if there is a fee for that or not. But the incentive for the people is that if they've got relatives who are buried in that cemetery, they're more likely to stay in that church and pay their tithes so that they can be buried in the cemetery with their family. This is how it's presented. If you want to be reunited with your family in some spiritual way, they're buried out there. You need to be buried out there, and then you can be reunited with your family. There's almost a superstition that suggests that if you're not buried in that same plot, that somehow there would be a separation between you and the family. Like I said, a good gig if you can get it. And man, a black funeral. If you've never been to one, it's a show. It's a show. I mean, the eulogy, you're going to get preached into heaven, brother. You are. If you were kind of wavering, this is kind of where that last right thing comes in. You're going to get preached into heaven. You are going to get preached into heaven. People want that, all right? And so, like I said, they have family. They've been attending that church. They'll get buried. Their kids will get buried there. It's kind of a generational thing. It's also good with visitors because people who wouldn't set foot in a church will often go to someone's funeral. And it's at the church, and man, they see that person get preached in heaven. That's an incentive. Because you saw the funeral of your grandma, and it wasn't nearly as good as this one. You start wondering if your grandma got preached in heaven like that. So look, it's a whole thing. It's a whole business surrounding this thing. But one thing is certain, whether you have to pay some extra insurance type of thing or whether it's just a matter of tithes, it's over a number of years and you are paying your tithes like a subscription payment, like insurance, like life insurance. And you pay and you pay and you keep paid up and you keep going to church. And when it's your time to die and when it's your time to be buried and when it's your time to be preached into heaven, you're taken care of. And so this grandma, her name is Sally. They call her Sally. We'll call her Grandma Sally. She had this long family history with this church, decades. And all her family had been buried there. And it came her time. And the pastor said, Grandma Sally ain't going to get buried here. No, sir. This is, in that community, in that culture, one of the greatest breaches of contract you can have. It is one of the greatest breaches of faith you can have. And you have to wonder what on earth would lead a pastor. By the way, if they're the pastor, you're the sheep. What would lead a pastor to do that? First of all, why would a pastor even have that kind of power? Okay. Yeah, we can talk about power structures in church someday. Look for the main show I'm at. It doesn't matter. This pastor had the power, as such pastors tend to. And this pastor said, no, not Grandma Sally. Well, we got to find out what's going on here. We got to find out what's going on. I'm going to just roll up a little bit. The Reverend Harvey Saunders claimed that the grandmother, affectionately known as Sally, was removed from the church's membership roll because she had stopped attending church and was no longer tithing. Now, hang on. We just explained that the business proposition of this burial and funeral and getting preached into heaven is tied to your membership in the church. And so just bear with me. Let's just assume that this whole membership scheme is, you know, a good Christian scheme. Okay, I'm not even prosecuting that right now. Let's just assume that you agree with tithing, okay? Not prosecuting that today. I kind of agree with Reverend Saunders. she breached the contract. Saunders didn't breach the contract. She quit attending church. She quit paying her tithe. And you know what happens when you quit attending church and you quit paying tithes, especially when it's attached to a membership where there are membership perks? You get removed from the rolls. And if you are removed from the rolls, by definition, you are not a member of that church. You are no longer a beneficiary of those perks. Sorry. Okay, that sounds, makes me sound like as big of a jackass as Saunders. I get that, but I'm just following the line of business thought here, all right? These are the rules. And they may not be written down rules, but they're unspoken generational rules. Everybody knows them. And this is why Saunders could get away with this for months, except there was this backlash. This got out into the public, into social media, into the news. Oh, the news. Thousands and thousands of people wrote in. It was a huge backlash. Let's see. Looks like there was a petition with 14,778 people supporting Nana Sally. Okay. So this is what I mean by your dirty laundry getting out. This is just a typical business meeting in a black church. This shit happens all the time. And it happens often enough in white churches too. Okay. You just don't hear about it in white churches. So what did happen? Was that all of the story? Let me read one more paragraph. This from the family. It is crucial to highlight that our beloved mother's absence from regular church attendance was not by choice, but due to her failing health. She longed to attend services regularly, but physical limitations prevented it. Okay. The plot thickens. Now I'm back to siding with Nana Sally. Because her health failed on her. That also happens with Christians just as frequently as it does with atheists. Their health fails. And one of the things that happens as you get older is you're just not able to get out as much. I know as I watch my parents age, they're pushing 80, I think, thereabouts. And it's just harder and harder to get out. And depending on your health problems, you just may not be able to get out. And so this thing was known. It's not like the preacher didn't know this. This is an old lady who's been going to church all her life there over decades. Her health is failing. She can't go anymore. Can't go anymore. Let me see. Seems like there was one other paragraph that I wanted to slip in here. But I've lost it. So I will just tell you the rest of the story. So Sally, she couldn't go to church. However, she did, from time to time, give donations. Now, I don't know that they call it tithing in the article because, she's probably not very rich. She's not tithing. She's not working. She's barely living. Somewhat shut in at times. And yet she still voluntarily gave donations to the church when she could. So you've got a lady who was a part of a generational family, who had supported the church decades, probably there every time there was a bake sale, every time they needed someone to do something. She was there. She was that kind of person. Nobody disputes that. Yes, she stopped going to church. Yes, she stopped giving her tithes. No one disputes that. But it's because she got old and frail. And yet the preacher is like, you ain't giving me money. Ain't giving you no burial. This is very black preachery, folks. This is, I know this guy. I mean, not this guy. I know this guy. I've seen a million of them, okay? This really is how so many of them do. And if you think that white preachers aren't this way, you get in those small town churches where the preacher is God, they are exactly the same way. This is just church business. This is just church business. So at the end of the day, we will read the full title of the article, Grandmother Finally Allowed Burial in Church Cemetery After Pastor Blocked Body for Months Over Tithes. And what the story does not tell us is what negotiation happened that allowed the burial to go through. Was it the thousands of people in the petition, the social media, the mainstream media pressure? Was it that? Well, I don't know. This pastor seemed to be pretty powerful there. So that may not have been enough. If I had to guess, I would guess that there was some kind of backroom deal involving past tithes. That would be my guess. The article does not say the family is relieved. They can finally get closure. Her grandmother can finally move on, because once again, there's this superstition about, I don't understand all of that. But that's just church business, folks. That may sound like batshit craziness to you. That may sound like a pastor out of line to you. That might sound like people caught up in a crazy superstition to you. None of that matters. What it really is just a Tuesday in this kind of church. This is just church business that gets aired out in public in this case. All right, that's good for now, folks. You know what to do. SkepticsandSeekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. Till then, I'm out.